The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey everybody, Jeremy Raceman here, producer of Pride of Detroit. Just wanted to give you guys an update on everything with the podcast, the future of the podcast, what we're able to do, what we're not able to do. Because you guys are the best and you deserve transparency while we figure all these things out. I'm not, unfortunately, going to be giving you a fully optimistic update. I'm not going to say, here's where we are, ready to get going. That's not where we're at in the process, unfortunately. But I kind of will give you the breakdown of why things are currently being held up, the likelihood of certain things and all that. But before I get into it, I do have to thank you guys for the outpour of support over the past week. It's been humbling. I've cried a hell of a lot. It's been frustrating, but you guys have certainly helped. I didn't know that there were so many entertainment lawyers listening that are trying to offer a helping hand, graphic designers, all sorts of people just looking to help keep this thing afloat. And I promised you, if I haven't gotten in touch with you yet, I will try to. There's been a lot of DMs, a lot of emails. But I also do want to assure you that we are properly taken care of. It's kind of been a blessing and a curse that I am still a full-time employee at SB Nation, and we'll get into that in a little bit in a second. But I will say that we do have a union. We do have union lawyers, and I've been in contact with a lot of those people who are going to take care of me and try to figure out the best way forward. So let's get into it. There's two major holdups right now, the RSS feed and my full-time employment and how that relates to what's next. So if you don't know, an RSS feed is basically what allows you to subscribe to our podcast. It's everything that we've built for the past 9 years. It's all of our followers. It's all of our reviews. It's all of the ratings. We'd love to hold on to that. The last time SB Nation cut a bunch of podcasts, they were able to hold on to it. They are not affording us that opportunity right now. Again, our union is on it. They're looking into it. They're fighting for us. But at the moment, it doesn't look great. And it's an unfortunate decision made by our bosses. They haven't given us a clear reason for that, but the implication is that they want the opportunity to use this RSS feed in the future. What their plans for it, they're not saying. I'm not sure if they have full plans for it right now, but that's a pretty big holdup. But to be quite honest, that wouldn't kill us. If we had to give up the RSS feed, I don't want to. We'd be able to find a new place and a new home, and I'm confident all of you subscribers would follow us there and be just as passionate as you have been for 9 years here. Unfortunately, that is only the first bump in the road here. The second is that I remain a full-time employee at SB Nation, and that brings up some conflict of interest things moving forward. Even though there is not a SB Nation Detroit Lions podcast to compete with anymore, the general belief from people who I've talked to and seen the contract that I've signed is that starting a new Lions podcast outside of SB Nation would be a potential violation of my non-compete clause. I know it doesn't make sense. I know you're screaming that there's no podcast I'm competing with. I understand, but it's a matter of producing Lions content using the platform that I already have at SB Nation and putting content elsewhere. That is something that we are working out. Now, I will say there are routes I can take by the SB Nation handbook to request to do outside work, and I have. I've gone through that process. I've started that process, I should say. I've put in a request to do an outside podcast. I have not received an answer yet. This is a relatively slow process, but we're doing everything we can to expedite it. The issue I've had is that my union reps, some other people who have tried to go through this process, they've all told me you're not likely to get accepted. I don't want to put it out there and say it's not going to happen. This is new, what we're all going through. You know, this is not a normal decision by SB Nation. So I think you can make the argument that this is a little bit different than maybe some of the other requests that have gone in the past. So maybe there's a little bit of optimism there. But the first step is to put in the request, because if they deny it, then that's when the union can get involved and contest it. And we can really get the ball moving there. So that's kind of where we're at. Theoretically speaking, the rest of the guys could go off and start something new right now and just get the ball rolling, and I could potentially come in when I can come in. But I think we've all agreed, like, we want to get everything settled. We want to get all the T's crossed and I's dotted before we move forward. So unfortunately, that leaves you guys in a lurch for a little bit. But I will say this. We're not going to leave you empty-handed here, because Eric Schlitt has been nice enough, and if you don't know, obviously Eric has been a part of this podcast for the past 2 years, but he's been a part of his own for, I believe, about 7 years. And that's where we're going to be headed in the interim. It's not an official capacity, but Eric has the Detroit Lions Breakdown podcast. I will repeat that again. The Detroit Lions Breakdown podcast. And we're just going to be recording some quick one-off episodes. It's not going to be all of us together. It's going to be Eric and one of us. If by the time you're hearing this, I believe one episode with Ryan Matthews is already up there with Eric. We're just going to be doing these quick hitter podcasts so that you guys aren't just left there with your hands in your pocket. The draft is coming up. It's a big time of year for the Lions. It's a big time of the year for the NFL, and we don't want to leave you guys without any NFL and Lions audio content. So if you haven't already, I mean, you should have already been subscribed to Eric's podcast, but if you haven't already, please go to the Detroit Lions Breakdown podcast. Look for Eric's podcast, subscribe, and we'll leave you with some good content over there. In the meantime, I know a lot of you have asked questions about the future of Twitch and YouTube. I have not gotten a straight answer there. The recommendations I've gotten is to just hold. Don't stream necessarily. If I get the itch, maybe I'm going to stream some non-Lions content from Twitch. We'll see. So make sure you're still followed there. And then I will also say, make sure you are subscribed to the YouTube, because that is not slowing down in terms of the native content there. We're holding off on the live streaming content on YouTube, but Miko and Morgan are still doing an amazing job over there with all of the native content. They just dropped an awesome Amik Robertson breakdown of the All 22, so please go over there. We're also going to be expanding some of that content to other sources, including Instagram and TikTok. So if you guys are fans of that platform, make sure you're following us over there, and continue, if you can, to download episodes here on your podcasting platform. Because if you don't know yet, every single download we get through the month of April still goes to those that were formerly employed here. So Chris, Ryan, and Eric, and to be clear, Ryan and Eric are still employed on the written side of the website, but they still continue to get residuals, or whatever you want to call it, and through for downloads all the way through the month. So download as many episodes as you can. If you want to mass download, check our pinned tweet on Twitter. Someone put a full Spotify playlist of 300 plus episodes, and you can just download. Or if you don't have the room on your computer, you can stream those episodes, and that counts as well. So you just hit play, let the playlist play, walk away from your computer, whatever you want to do. It'd be a nice little parting gift for those guys who have put so much heart into this thing for years. So that's where we're at. Again, I want to also thank, I forgot at the top, all the podcasting platforms, radio shows, podcasts who have either said something on their shows or reached out to us behind closed doors with emails, offers, all that sort of stuff. I promise we'll get back to all of you once we figure all these things out, but that's where we're at right now. Yeah, and so if you have any questions, feel free to slide into my DMs on Twitter, email me at prideofdetroitjeremy@gmail.com. I'm trying to answer all of you guys as much as possible. I appreciate all the love, all the support, all the you know, reaches out to help. We're going to get this thing figured out. It was too big of what we do. It was too important to me to just let this thing die in the vine here. So we'll get things figured out. I know it's not great right now, but I do think there is going to be some sort of resolution, if not in the next couple weeks, hopefully in the next couple months. So hang in there. I'm gonna try to hang in there and appreciate everything you guys have done for us over the past 9 years, and we're still continuing on the website. I know a lot of you are mad at Vox and mad at SB Nation, and I certainly share a lot of that, but I am still a full-time employee there. We still do put out great written work. And I guess that's just where my focus is going to be for the next few weeks here. So make sure you're getting all your lines, news, and analysis from PrideDetroit.com. Until then, guys, I love you. It's chaos. Be kind.